Jackie!
Still in la cocina.
It's really messed up.
No se te acerques.
What's Mira,
estos muchachos.
Hey,
estos
hello. Muchachos. Habla English.
Hey, are you the son?
Grandson.
Mira, venía guiando. Entonces, de momento dio un ruido
She
y creo
hit,
que le di un golpe al
muchacho.
Abuelita, abuelita, no te preocupes, todo está bien.
Ay, Dios mío, pero es que ellos están enojados conmigo.
The crazy old bizmatch, you ran over my brother. It hurts so bad. It hurts so bad.
Mira, lo ves. Está lastimado.
She broke his leg. And then she stood on the gas. Yeah. That's a hit
she,
and run.
She felonied me.
That's a felony.
Put the whole thing right here.
Okay, hold on. Let me talk to her.
So start talking.
Good.
Abuelita, todo está bien.
No, thank you. Put any pressure on it. I need to lean on you.
I think it's definitely broken.
Ask my mom
for my Lego.
Here, lean up.
No, man, it really hurts. Just
¿Por
qué no vas arriba?
Dicen que estoy metida en un problema.
Dude,
no hay ningún problema.
Yes, sí, problema.
And now Joe's problema.
Dude,
que todo está bien, que yo me encargo de todo. Que sube el volumen para que la puedas escuchar.
Dude, I don't know what you're saying, man. Dude.
Sí.
Dude.
Sí.
We got a real problem here. Yes, sí, problema.
Ay, Dios mío.
Hey, amigo, what are you going to do about this leg situation?
I really need to see a doctor.
A doctor? Doctors ain't cheap, yo. It's going to cost either you or her. Somebody's got to pay.
You want money?
Yes!
Yeah, damn straight.
Hit and run? It's no joke. What are the cops going to say?
Cops? They coming?
Yeah. That's up to you, man. Cops, they can be looking at this tape
it's
anytime
all up to
now.
You.
You called her bisnatch?
Yeah, whatever, man. Please, hurry it up. I'm hurting here. Show us the green or la policia is going to come and they're going to be taking Granny away.
She's going to go to jail.
You want that?
Yeah, that's right. Play it smart.
Okay, good. So let's talk dollar amounts. For what you did...
This match.
Ya no te ríes como antes y pasas todo el día como si estuviese preocupado.
Bueno, mi amor, todo el mundo tiene preocupaciones, ¿no? Yo también las tengo, y más ahora que tú estás aquí. María Clara, yo soy hombre.
¿Mi hijo?
Los hombres luchamos hasta las últimas consecuencias.
Bueno, nos podemos casar. Y mira, juntos vamos a poder...
¿Mi hijo? ¿Mi hijo, qué pasa?
Oh, nada. Todo está bien.
¿Y esos hombres están aquí todavía?
Ah, ya se fueron.
Ah, sí. Tengo un problema, ¿verdad?
No, abuelita, todo está bien. No te van a volver a molestar.
Ajá. ¿Y qué es eso en mi alfombra?
Dérame la salsa.
Ay, mijo.
Abuelita.
Yo te ayudo.
No, ya casi terminé. Te estás perdiendo tu novela.
Oh. Bueno, ¿estás seguro?
Sí. Sí, deja que tu hijo se encargue de esto.
Sí, eres muy buen muchacho. Muy buen muchacho. Mira, no te olvides de echarle club soda.
Sí, no te preocupes.
Sí.
Hey, get over here.
Oh, my abuelitas. Bring Nodos and tell Nacho to bring his van.
Good afternoon, this...
Whoa. Show me hands. I'm relaxed. Okay? Non-threatening.
You're dead.
Seems to be a misunderstanding. Is there by any chance little Betsy Kettleman here? I'm not sure if this is a situation where I should or should not look you in the eye.
Sit. Who are you? Are you with those red-headed scumbags?
My name's James McGill. I'm an attorney. I got a call from some clients. Said something about an accident. I did not get any details. When I saw some skateboards in your front yard, I assumed they might...
Mijo, ¿quién es ese hombre? ¿Está con nosotros?
No, es un vendedor. Abuelita, yo me encargo de esto. ¿Por dónde vas?
Agarrar una club soda. Ay, mijo, mira, todavía veo la salsa que derramaste. No debes permitir que se seque.
Abuelita, yo traigo la club soda. Lo juro, confía en mí, por favor. Vuelve para arriba.
Sí, sí. No, porque no quiero que se vaya a secar. Porque una vez se seca, pues ya no sale.
Talk.
I'm going to make an educated guess what happened here. My two clients, Frick and Frack, the mop heads, were in a simple traffic accident. A minor fender bender. Maybe they were on the wrong side of the street, or they didn't look both ways. It could happen to anyone. My clients, exhibiting extremely poor judgment, followed your grandmother to this delightful, well-tended home. Now, at this juncture, I'm deducing that they said or did something that... crossed the line, and you, with some justification, you put them in their place. Based on the salsa stain there, could have gone a couple ways. The bottom line, not to be morbid, but if they're dead, I'm guessing that I'm gonna go with glass half full here and say they're not. But, my point is, if they're still alive, why kill us? Why? Because of a misunderstanding? Our own stupidity? Why mess up your lovely Abuelita's place? Why jump to the nuclear option? See, I'm saying keep it simple. I will collect my moronic clients and poof, we are gone. Neither you nor your lovely Abuelita will ever lay eyes on us. Ever again. Guaranteed. Signed, sealed, and delivered. Assuming, you know, that they're still breathing.
Wow. You got a mouth on you.
Thank you.
Get up. That way.
That way. Yeah, sure, why not? So I should cut him loose?
No! It was him! It was all his idea!
No, no, no!
Shut up!
Say what?
He wanted to scam you. He said we could clear $2,000 easy.
You punked me. Punking my abuelita. He hit his head. He doesn't know what he's saying. For what? For what are you getting $2,000?
It's for going after your grandma. It's for taking a header over a car and then embracing her. It was him, I swear. It was the lawyer.
Why are you after me?
I can explain. You're going to laugh at so. I'm a lawyer. I checked my ID, okay? But I was running a scam.
On my abuelita!
No, not on your abuelita. Not on you. There's a woman named Betsy Kettleman. I mentioned her. She's married to Craig Kettleman. He's the treasurer of Bernalillo County. I wanted his business because he stole $1.5 million from the county. He's going to be indicted for embezzlement any day now. This is a good case for me. A lot of publicity. I'll get my name out and... Anyway, I thought if I had these two run their little skateboard hustle on Mrs. Kettleman, I could, you know, rescue her. Come in, throw some oil in troubled waters, and yeah, I'd get their business. That was the plan. But it turns out your lovely abuelita, she drives a car that's a whole lot like the Kettlemobile. So these two geniuses ran their little stunts on the wrong one. So joke's on me. Ha ha. Simple as that. Where's he going? What? Talk to me, okay? Who do you think I am? What is he getting? I was running a scam to get a client. I made a mistake. That's all it is. Oh, jeez. You don't need... That's not... I'll talk, okay? Tell me what you want to know. Please... Who do you think I am? Hey, use your words, okay?
Wait. I smell lies. I smell pork.
No, that's not necessary.
We know you're with the Heat. The question is who? Local? FBI? DEA?
No, I'm a lawyer. Just reach in my pocket right now. Right there. That is the truth. I'm a lawyer. Guys, I passed the bar. Ask me anything. I'm contract law. I'm down at the courts every day. People know me. I'm a known quantity. I am. I'm Special Agent Jeffrey Steele, FBI.
FBI?
FBI, I'm undercover, okay? You got me. I'm the tip of the spear. And releasing me would be the smart move. You hear that shit? I told you the business was too good. I knew it.
I told you.
Can I? Okay, Special Agent Steele?
Jeffrey A. Steele.
Okay, Agent Steele, what business are we in?
Business?
You're investigating us, right? For what? What did we do? What do we sell?
Drugs.
What kind of drugs?
It's Title 21, Schedule 2 through Schedule 5, including Part B. That's what we call them down at the Bureau. It's,
The task force is designated Operation Kingbreaker.
Kingbreaker. So. That makes me the king! Woohoo!
Can I?
All right. The next words out of your mouth ought to be the truth. You understand? Uh-huh. Who are you?
I'm James Morgan McGill. I'm a lawyer. I was trolling for business. Okay, that's the truth. Now, you find a Bible, I swear.
Okay, what about Operation Kingbreaker, FBI?
I made
FBI?
It up, okay? I'm sorry. I don't know you. I don't want to. This was a mistake. Okay, it's my mistake. Okay, I take full and complete responsibility, but I don't know any of your names, and I got a bad case of face blindness. You let us go. We're going to forget this happened. Guys, we're going to forget. Right, nod your head. Okay? So, if you just let us go. It's just, we want to just go home.
I said cut him loose.
He said he was FBI. He admitted it.
You had your wire cutters on him. He would have said anything. You really see the FBI hiring those two flaquitos?
Maybe.
Croaking a lawyer for no reason is bad business. He goes away, someone's gonna come look for him.
You walked into my house. They disrespected my abuelita. They called her Bisnatch! And they just walk! Ah!
What about the lawyer? He's giving respect.
James M. McGill, a lawyer you can trust. I know how to find you, James McGill. Understand what I'm saying? Up. Okay?
Take him back to his car.
Thank you. This is good. This is right. Thank you. Come on.
What about them?
Come on.
Yeah, right.
Come on.
Right.
Joe, where you going?
Oh, wait, can I say something?
Where you going?
Can you let them go? Just let them go.
You stupid.
They don't deserve to die. I put them up to it. I don't deserve to die, but they don't either.
I'm gonna skin them. Like javelina!
Forget about them! They're insects! Hey, think about their mother.
Mm-hmm. I swear! I'm their mama!
She is a sweet little lady. She's a widow. She works hard, all day, every day, just like her mother before her, from dawn till dusk, scrubbing the floors of rich people. She needs a cane to walk, you know? She's got arthritis, and still she works every day. What, for herself? No, for them. For these two. Her boys are apples of her eye. You say they don't deserve her? Maybe so. But they're all she's got. Now, you turn them inside out. I want you to think about what happens to her.
No, that's on them. They should have thought about that.
But when I was at your abuelita's place, you were going to let them go. The way I see it, that's because you're tough, but you're fair. You're all about justice.
That's what I'm saying. Justice.
These two shit for brains, these big mouths, you already beat the living hell out of them. You think they're ever going to forget today? Never.
10 years from now, it's still going to be crap in their jockeys.
It's not enough.
Okay, okay. Then let's talk proportionality. They're guilty. Yeah. Agreed. Now you have to decide what's the right sentence.
Like a judge.
Like a judge. You ever hear of the Code of Hammurabi? Let the punishment fit the crime? Eye for an eye?
Eye for an eye. You want me to blind them?
No, no. Everything was trash talk.
So I cut their tongues out.
Wait. See, I'm advising that you make the punishment fit the crime.
Punishment fit the crime.
Colombian neckties. I cut their throats and then I pull their long tongues through the slits. Fish snatch.
Or you could give them black eyes.
Black eyes? That ain't nothing.
That one there, Holmes, you already got a black eye, fool.
Stop helping.
We could sprain their ankles.
Sprain?
They're skateboarders, right? That's how they run their scam. They can't skate.
You hit them where they live. Ice break nothing, bitch. I'm gonna break their arms. I'm gonna break their legs.
Arms. When did we get onto arms?
I'm cutting their legs off.
We can go that way. But we were talking about breaking. I think we're heading in the wrong direction.
Okay. Break their legs.
How many legs?
Two. They got two legs.
One leg.
Each. One leg each?
One leg each. That total of two legs. Hey, look. They can't skateboard for 6 months, and they're scared of you forever. Yeah. Show everybody that you are the man, but that you're fair, that you're just.
That's tough. That's fair.
Right! Lay him out! Ain't got all day. It's hotter shit out of here!
Quit moving! You're only gonna make it worse! He said he had a broke leg, now he's got one for real. You tell your mama you're sorry, bitch. Other one.
Look, backwards.
Check it out. I'm gonna do this one real clean. Walk on now, bitch.
Here you go. Easy.
You are the worst lawyer! The worst lawyer ever!
Hey, I just talked you down from a death sentence to 6 months probation. I'm the best lawyer ever.
Cha-cha-cha. Ground yourself. Jimmy, did you ground yourself? Oh. I don't think you grounded yourself.
Jesus. Jimmy, you didn't drive like this, did you?
Oh, no.
No.
Do it.
Space blanket.
You brought your cell phone in here last night. It was in your pants pocket.
Oh. Sorry about that. Where is it?
Outside. I threw it out the door.
How did I get here?
Your car's not outside, so I'm assuming taxi.
Right. The bartender wouldn't let me drive. Where are you in that space blanket?
I told you, you brought your cell phone into my house.
Chuck, did you read this?
Read what?
This bill, did you read it?
Emergency room bill. Yeah, I may have glanced at it. Pull out of your pocket.
Hey, Chuck, listen,
I know how this looks. I'm down to my last dime, and suddenly I'm paying for broken legs, but it's not that. I swear. This represents a good thing, ultimately.
Okay.
I'm not backsliding. This isn't slipping Jimmy.
Fine.
Take off the space blanket, will you please, Chuck?
It helps.
Take off the space blanket. I didn't do anything wrong.
It has nothing to do with that. It was your phone.
Take off the space blanket.
Why?
Take off the space blanket, Chuck. Come on. Take off the blanket. Thank you. Front yard? Do you have any idea where it landed?
What do you want?
Not to starve to death. What do you say? Got something for me?
Never do it again.
Okay, Mr. Pearson. Up you go. All right. Whoa. I told you to shoot, remember?
I want to look sharp.
That's a loner, okay? I need it back. Let's go.
Eddie was a briar.
The kid took a slice of pizza.
Eddie was a briar.
Look, the parents are a train wreck. There's no food in the house. He was hungry.
Eddie was a briar.
Come on.
Stickers.
Come on.
$5.
You serious?
You got four. You need five.
There's four 90-minute stickers there.
You've been here 6 hours and 5 minutes.
It takes 10 minutes to walk down here.
$5, or you go get another sticker.
This makes you feel real important, huh? Not enough stickers? More stickers? Cheap for life.
Petty was a briar.
You're overcharging.
Petty was a briar.
That lady up there, she shorts me every time. Okay, this is not a me problem. This is a you problem. It's showtime. It's from a movie.
Petty was a prior.
Misdemeanor shoplifting.
Petty was a prior.
Come on, meet me halfway.
Petty was a prior.
I can't do it.
Petty was a prior.
Okay, or how about this? I plead the kid to the sheet, you give me a continued sentence. In 6 months, if he's still clean, you file for a dismissal. Come on, is this how you want to spend your time? You can have the rest of these. Mr. Berger, we've met before, haven't we? Mr. Edison, like the inventor?
I'm James McGill. I'll be your lawyer.
Doesn't matter. Judge has got to see your mother. Well, do you know anybody who looks like her? No, my uncle won't do it. Okay, so a fire was started. We all know that. Freezing, shivering as she is now. In fact, wrote a book about it. To make some cookies. But because you've given her this name, you can see that this man chose a bonehead move.
He must send the stickers or you won't pass.
Troll alert here. Don't feed it. Ciao, caco, ladies. Good evening, Mrs. Lynn.
No, ma'am.
Hey, Vicky. Maggie. What?
For you, a customer. Waiting now.
Sure. Give me a minute. Welcome. My office is being painted. Excuse the temporary quarters.
Wow. Cozy. Just me. People freaked you out, huh? It's cool. He doesn't know I'm here.
So, what can I do for you?
I've been thinking about what you said out there in the desert. Those people that you were trying to scam, how much did they steal?
North of $1.5 million, I think.
So, they have $1.5 million somewhere. In what, cash?
I don't. Why are you asking me?
I'm gonna rip them off.
Oh.
I like ripping off thieves because they can't go to the cops. They have no recourse. You point me at where they have their cash, I'll pay you. What do you call it? A finder's fee. Call it 10%. 100 large.
Why would you come to me for that?
You already tried ripping them off. I'm going to finish what you started.
I wasn't trying to rip them off. I just wanted their business.
Okay.
I don't know where their money is.
Smart guy like you can figure it out. If I know what I need to know, nobody gets hurt. We rip them off. Easy money.
Hey, look, I'm a lawyer, not a criminal.
You are shitting me.
I crossed the line. I made a mistake. I'm not doing that again. Not ever.
I got between you and Tuco. You think you'd be here now if I kept my mouth shut?
And I appreciate that. I owe you. And if you're ever in trouble, God forbid, legal trouble, I will be there 24/7 as a lawyer.
What's your angle?
No angle. And I'm not saying anything about this to anybody. As far as I'm concerned, you're a client. This is a consultation. Everything you just told me is privileged.
You read, you die.
And that, too. Yes.
When you figure out you're in the game.
I'm not in the game. I promise.